Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Sopri706, Buckethead Breezy on Twitter, Disturber Nation Report, the unofficial podcast of Fox Twitter. As usual, we have our host, the owner of this podcast, the real main host, Jif Queen, Lethal Saint. I just come here to not get fined. My name shouldn't be on here. And we have the bearded legend, Josh, as usual. And then we have my counterpart from KTSC Ave podcast, from the committee podcast, the big homie, Rubber Band Banks, AC3 Savage. What's good, y'all?
What's up?
Another day,
another
dog.
Another day, another dollar. That's what's up. Let me get this chat out. How's things been going in these COVID times? We haven't recorded in a while. I know we had plans to have the homie Jay Short on the podcast, but then all of that George Floyd shit popped off, and it just didn't really seem important along with COVID, so that's why we haven't really been here. But we're back, and we're going to talk about a couple things going on, but I mean, what's been going on with y'all? Give us some life. Give the people some life updates while I get this chat up.
Life update.
How is the Rona treating you?
Still in a pandemic, still jobless. But it's been cool. Shit. I've been getting my unemployment checks and just chilling. You know, shit. Went up to DC for a couple months, came back. I got a couch, finally. So that's been nice to have a couch, because I didn't have a couch for 2 months straight. So that was horrible because everything shut down. And yeah, that's about it. Other than that, looking to get out of the United States because a horrible. Oh, God. Canada, maybe. Mexico.
Good luck with that.
But they won't let us in, so we're stuck here. It's wonderful. I love it.
All right, I got. No, you don't. Stop lying. All right, let me get this link up. I'm about to add y'all so y'all can retweet it. Jif Queen, Josh, what's been going on?
Not much. Just celebrated my son's fourth birthday.
Hey!
Happy birthday!
Yeah, appreciate it. I tell him. And really, that's it. I mean, I'm 3 weeks from today. It'll be my very own birthday, so.
Hey.
I mean, that's really it. Just working and that much.
Can we do the Bankhead bounce on this? Like, so for the celebrations, we
Bankhead. People like Steve won't know what you're talking about because he's like 13 years old. So
right.
Steve might be one of the worst tweeters on my timeline. Like, no cap.
For sure, definitely.
He's a five star. I feel like some of the stuff he tweets, he just looking to start stuff.
I'm on a personal vendetta to get him banned from Twitter permanently. So if you're listening, that's my goal, is to get you permanently banned, Steve.
Right. We acting up. Ooh, we're up 7-1. Oh, we're playing the Mets. Whatever. It's the Mets. Okay, never mind.
Yeah. Yeah, the link is up. I added y'all, so.
Bet.
Yeah, I don't think baseball is going to be around longer anyways. I really don't care about baseball, like, to be honest. Like, I'm really, as far as my Georgia alliances, is really only with the Falcons. Like, I've been to a Braves game before. It's cool. I don't care about University of Georgia. I really don't care about the Hawks. Laker Nation all day. Brahms, get this chip. But, yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
That's crazy. I'm only Braves, and then recently United and Falcons.
I feel like the whole United thing, like, kind of ran off the rails kind of quick, right? It's like they were good, and then, like, didn't they just fire their coach or something like that?
Well, their star player got injured.
So.
And the other guy left, who did the Goku thing with them. He went to like some other.
You know what? It is called the fusion dance, but
whatever.
I don't even watch the team, but I know that. But I know you're a fake anime watcher, you know. So we're not even gonna get into that.
I watch sometimes.
Cap. Anywho, shout out to the one person watching right now. You're a real one. Unless it's Steve, then you know, log off.
Who's that?
But anywho, we'll start off with the whole COVID situation. So I guess right now, there's 5 Falcons players that have COVID, and the season has yet to start. I don't think we're going to get a season. I think a lot of these fans are very irrational, and just like they just refuse to accept reality and just ignore things that are going on in the world because they want to watch sports. So the season hasn't started. We haven't even been making contact with other teams or other players. There's been no physical contact, and 5 players already have the Rona. So I don't think this is going to go well, but I mean, shout out to Grady Jarrett for being in what looks like the best shape of his life. Will he get to use that training? I don't know. What do y'all think?
Shit. I don't want him to play, honestly, because there's no real plan in place. Like, at all. I'm surprised Cam and Todd, I think those are the only two that showed up to practice or are practicing with people since that video on OBJ's YouTube channel when they were like, we ain't doing shit unless there's a plan in place. And then they said there was a plan, and those are the only two that I've seen that showed up. But what's the plan? Like, I haven't seen anything on paper for there to be an actual safety plan with them. And MLB has obviously failed with their plan, especially in Miami with the Marlins. But the NFL is like, what is happening? I mean, we already have 5 players, Jamal Carter, Tyler Davidson, Etling, Hawkins, and Keith Smith on the COVID list. And I don't know if they actually have COVID or if they're like, oh, I'm not going to play because of COVID. I haven't been able to tell or see anywhere.
They're on the list. They're on the IR list. They said Matthew Stafford just got put on the COVID IR list as well. So,
yeah.
What's the point? Like, all these, you can't control grown men from doing whatever they want to do. You can't watch their every move, make sure they don't have 50-11 hoes in the house. I mean, look at Zeke. Zeke and them got COVID from partying. They were doing all that partying all offseason and got COVID.
Well, it's like what I've been like going back and forth with my brother about, because he's like the typical irrational like sports fan in general. Like, he just wants to see sports because he thinks that's what we need at the time right now. And I'm trying to tell him, like, sports is a bad idea from the standpoint. There's not really a good safety plan in place for these players outside of probably what the NBA is doing. And what the NBA is doing, and WNBA, they could do that because it's only so many of them. And NFL, you have 53 players alone. You have like 20-something coaches. And you have your front office people. So it's like you're just asking for trouble to even try and pursue a season with this many personnel within one franchise. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. So sports like football, baseball, maybe hockey, it's like it just doesn't make sense because it's too many people to try and have games, and like, you just can't regulate it because, like you said, you can't control literally everyone that's on the team. Like, people can feel like they're invincible. They go want to go out, do their own thing, and it just may cause other people on the team to catch it, which will force them to forfeit games or postpone games. And like, it's just a bad idea in general.
I agree with you there. Before I go into my response, shout out to Lemon Pepper Lou, aka Lou Williams. There's going to be a lot of people in the NFL that are the exact same way. Like, you're still going to want to do your activities. You're still going to want to have your fun. Some people aren't wearing masks. And I do agree with Josh. Like, it's way too hard to regulate 53 people, 10 to 12 people on a practice squad, all sorts of trainers, coaches, front office people, owners, sponsors, all these people, and try to put people in a stand to make the game happen. I think that either, like, for now, the best case scenario is just postponing the season, maybe saying, hey, we'll start in November, give it a little bit more time. But to me, it's really bad when the NFL, like, you were in your offseason when this was going on. You had the entire time to think of something to come up with in order to get these games going. But it just, I mean, if it's no penalty and they're still going to get some sort of a check, I would opt out. I mean, if I had a family member that's high risk or children or something like that, it's not even worth it. Like, too many people are dying. And, you know, as a fan, I would care more about the player's safety than, you know, watching a football game. I can watch highlights.
Exactly.
Cool. Real quick, shout out to Adiago Jennings. I'm pretty sure I'll follow you. What's good, man? I don't know who you're talking about. Is your bae, but appreciate you jumping in. I think I'll follow you. Think
he's talking about me. He knows he has 50 kids, so the answer is no. He's got like 53 kids, you know, in counting. So he already knows. No, the answer is no. AJ, love you, but it's no.
Why you put that man's business out like that? Jeez.
Just know AJ, he can't handle all them yams that Lethal Satan is carrying around, so he shouldn't even bother, you know. She's gonna drop that OnlyFans link pretty soon. But
I am not Amber. You got all these people thinking I have yams and I don't have yams. When they see me, they're just gonna run because they're gonna be like, she don't got no yams.
And also, Amber, she's under investigation for a couple of things, so she needs to chill out in the TL. But anywho, oh, yes, it is fucking lit. We have our other compadre from the Committee Podcast, Falcons family favorite, Mr. Marcus Snuffles, has joined the podcast.
Oh my God.
I thought I was going to have a peaceful night.
There's no such thing as peace.
Thanks for the positive vibes that I'm getting. I've only been on here for 5 minutes, jeez.
You know what you do.
I didn't do anything. I just got here.
You know what you bring to the table.
Truth and positive energy.
Positive affirmation. But let's see. Dementia Maddie Ice Stand. I see you're laughing. I don't know what you're laughing at. It's probably...
Because they probably know what Marcus brings to the table. Right. They know when he gets on here, it's going to be all hell's going to break loose.
He's a fan of the podcast. But what we were discussing, if Marcus didn't hear, was the whole idea of the NFL season actually taking place, which I said this like mad episodes back. I don't think we're going to have a season. I actually think it's going to be a positive. I know a couple people on Twitter got mad when I said that because only fans can think about like, hey, damn, all right, we need to have a pause, right? Sonya, what's good? Sonya Bingham. Lethal was getting exposed in the chat. She is apparently like hot in the streets. Like she got dudes talking about she's bae. She got other people talking about she's her boo thing. Like, what's you need an intervention, Lethal? Like, get your people together. I appreciate your fans coming to the chat, but you know, hey man, get your house in order. But anywho, I bet you have quarantine peen. Anyways, so the yams, yes. But yeah, man, with the season, I don't think it's gonna happen. No, Falcons Twitter got mad because I said that. But that's you. Oh, was she the one that got she got blocked or her page got suspended?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh, and then you made the other page. Oh, I know who that is. Okay, I won't put your government there about that, but I know who you are. You was wilding on the timeline too. I ain't gonna say what you was doing on the timeline, but we no comment. But yeah, I don't think the season's going to happen. I think it would be good for the Falcons because it would give a team like ours time to, what we should first and foremost do is fire Dork Cotter because he's a terrible offense coordinator, or B, get him help. Like, get him a young and up-and-coming offense coordinator. Get him a staff. Get him a team. Like, just make him a figurehead. Like, we don't really need him calling plays. Just be like, hey, he's the OC, but there's somebody else calling plays and getting the most out of our potentially explosive offense. And I also think give a chance for guys like Alex Mack and Julio Jones to really get healthy. Like they've never, well, Julio specifically, outside of him being injured, has never really had time just to chill. Like, let that man get healthy. Let us get our ducks in a row. Let's have our whatever we have of a draft staff, a draft committee, have them scouting out some secret player we can draft this exceptional with rushing the passer, since I don't think we'd have a college season. So there's not going to be really any tape to evaluate. So be looking for this sneaker monster defensive end or linebacker, somebody we can pick up, add that to what we already got this year, and then start out next year or the next season, because I don't think we're going to have this one that's going to go full. You know, have a pretty loaded, decent squad, fill in the holes and get some depth. But like Josh is saying, with the bubble, the quote-unquote bubble, it's not going to happen. Right. It's not like the NBA, we're having like a mini tournament, right? The NBA roster isn't as big as an NFL roster. An NBA game isn't as physical, and there's not as much contact going on between players. The NBA players aren't as at high of a risk for COVID like NFL players, as far as being overweight, having breathing issues, things of that nature. Plus, as Josh mentioned, you have the coaching staff. You have the actual team. He didn't mention the trainers, the ball boys, the media, the doctors. Like, there's a lot going on in the football game. And I think part of their plan they mentioned was having like 10 to 20,000 people in the stadium and forcing people to wear masks. Okay, if you have people in the stadium, you have to have concession. Now you have concession stand workers coming into the stadium to potentially have COVID. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not possible. There's too many moving parts. It just doesn't make any sense. This is not the NBA. So I don't think it's going to happen. But, I mean, y'all can get hyped up, buy all your Falcons gear. Just let it collect dust in your closet, because you're not going to be able to use it this year until we get a vaccine, unfortunately.
I think it's going to be – I think we're all at a loss here. I think everybody loses if or when the season gets canceled, because – people like Steve and people like Josh are going to have nothing to tweet about when the Falcons aren't able to play on Sundays. So it's like, I feel bad for them. Like, they might have to delete their whole Twitters. Like, their whole persona is based around the Falcons. And if the Falcons aren't here, then what are they?
Yeah, Chip. You mean, what is Steve? And a few other people that I can name that I'm just not going to name drop right now.
Drop the names. Fuck all that.
Two things on this whole thing that I need to get off my chest. Number one, fuck every single person who is mad at players deciding to sit out this season. Fuck you. Like, and I say that with my whole chest, and I'd say it louder, but these walls are kind of thin and I don't feel like getting a noise complaint.
A lot of chest to be saying it with.
Shut the fuck up. Fuck y'all. Because these players do not want to get COVID so they can entertain you. Like, you're treating them like circus animals. Like, you think that they should just go play so you can have a little entertainment in the fucking fall. And they could fucking have the ability, they can lose the ability to walk, because that has been, some people can't walk. They get this virus and they haven't been able to walk this whole time. Some have had double lung transplants and are still on ventilators. Do you want your favorite player to go through that? Like, just to watch them play some fucking football? And then as a Falcons fan, what the fuck are you really looking forward to this season? Like, seriously, with Dirk as offensive coordinator, what the fuck are you really looking forward to? Calvin not getting the ball, Julio getting 3 touchdowns this year. Of shit offensive line, people getting hurt. And then on the other side of the ball, I mean, what besides Grady doing work, maybe Tack gets a sack this year or 2, or maybe he gets 10. Like, what are we looking forward to? Like, across the board, all for your fucking entertainment. You want these people to play to entertain you. Y'all are some fucking shitheads.
Is it another person trying to get in the chat or what?
Yep. Let's see.
Who is Steve?
Steve is a young 15-year-old who can't grow a beard.
And oh, no. Nah. What up?
Live from Anodia. We have
Tony?
We got the legend Tony in here. We were just talking about your hilarious tweets. You just set yourself up for failure, but what's good, Tony?
What's going on, yo? How y'all doing?
Not man, what's the gumbo hitting like?
What's that?
I don't know it. Josh, why you say, oh my God, bro? You tired of me, bro?
You and Marcus, y'all just appealing like this, like a Royal Rumble or something. Like,
nah, bro. I'm upset. I'm honestly upset that y'all put Marcus in here because Marcus is like the biggest troll on like the face of the fucking earth, bro.
Marcus, would you like to defend yourself?
I said nothing, but like, dude,
I've agreed with what everybody
has said. Like, I don't think there's gonna be a season. Like, Ed, the team needs some time to get help. Like, I didn't do anything,
bro. Dude, you're a troll. Everything you tweet and everything you say is a troll. Like, I have not taken you serious since you said Matt Ryan is like top five sexiest football players alive.
Right. Wait, what? What did I say?
I think it was one time we were on a segment. I think you said like Matt Ryan's like the top five sexiest players alive or whatever.
You did say that.
Top five sexiest players?
Yeah, something like sexiest that. Something quarterback. Along those lines.
Sexiest oh, yo, oh, for sure. Like that. Yeah, top five most attractive quarterbacks? Definitely, for sure. He's in the top five. I'll put him there.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, what are we talking about here?
We're talking about the bubble, man. How we're not going to have it. How some fans
are going to lose. Hold on. We ain't going to glaze on the fact that a nigga said another nigga is the top five sexiest quarterback in the league. Like, let's hold the glaze on that donut, brother.
Let's go ahead and let's break down this list. Like Russell Wilson.
No, bro.
Dak Prescott, should be on that list.
Oh my god.
Jimmy Garoppolo for sure, hands down.
He doubled down on it.
Come on, bro.
Who else? Is Tom Brady still on that list? Should he be in the top five or is he too old for this list?
Come on, bro.
What do y'all think? Like, what do you think? Should Matt Ryan be in the top five?
No, bro.
He's not in the top five? Who do you have in the top five?
No, I'm saying let's not talk about this. I'm so mad I brought it up. I'm sorry.
So who's in your top five?
I'm not having this conversation. Anyway, South Breeze. And either way, South Breeze, what are we talking about, bro?
So we're talking about the fake season that fans think that we're going to have. I don't think there's going to be a season personally. But a lot of fans are still holding on to the hope that somehow the Rona will disappear and we'll be able to get back to status quo, even though we literally can't leave the United States because no countries want us because we're filthy and dirty and don't want to mask and wash our hands. But fans expect miraculously for us to be able to go to football games and eat hot dogs and shit like that. Like,
yeah, I'm still hoping that there is a season, but I'm also leaning towards I really don't think we're gonna have one. I mean, just our team alone has five players on the COVID reserve. Have y'all found it funny that basketball has zero positive corona test viruses, but the NFL has like 100? Y'all don't find that funny?
I don't find it funny. I know they're lying, so I'm not concerned about that.
So you think they're lying?
Of course. Yes. Is the CDC in there reporting this?
No.
Okay, they're lying then.
Yeah, and the people going home for family issues.
But I don't think that teams will place teams, on the COVID list for nothing.
I mean, you got to understand, if they're lying about this and someone actually does test positive and they're out there playing, like, they're putting the whole, like, the entire season at risk. So I don't think that they're lying about these numbers.
I don't think so either, bro. Like,
they have
I'm
no
just
reason
like,
to lie about that.
They really have no reason to lie.
Let me ask you this. So, I've heard other national radio pundits say this as well. If for some reason it's the finals and it's Lakers versus the Clippers, right? Oh no, it can't be. It can't be Lakers versus Clippers.
Lakers versus
the Bucks or whatever. And LeBron James gets COVID or Giannis gets COVID. Do you think that they are getting a full 10-day quarantine in the middle of the finals?
It's not a 10-day. All you have to do is get, I believe it's 2 negative tests in 24 hours.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't think they're going to do that.
If you leave the bubble.
Okay, but there's people coming in the bubble.
Not right now.
My question stands is if a major star in the finals like LeBron James gets COVID, are they canceling? Is he not going to play?
No, he's not going
to
play.
Do you think the NBA is going to have the integrity to take one of the biggest players in the league off the biggest stage?
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes. I think they'll shut it down.
If they don't, if they don't take him off of the court, then you risk everybody that's on the court.
It's honestly, the finals. Honestly, they don't care. They don't care. They don't care about people, dog. Okay.
Yes, they do. Adam Silver, I think,
one at a time. Let Tony go first. And then Josh.
Adam Silver is one of the most purest people that we've seen based on his track record. I don't think that Adam Silver said, well, I mean, I hate the fact. I think he'll be like, well, I hate the fact that, you know, one of the marquee players, one of the players that's probably the face of the NBA is not playing, but we still have to keep it going. I don't think he's going to shut it down. Like, that would be stupid. Like, you come all this way, and then the biggest superstar in the world, in the basketball world, gets COVID, and you just simply just shut it down. No, the show has to go on. The NBA has governed this so well. Why would they do that? Like, they've governed it so well. There's no reason to stop. There's literally no reason to stop, whether LeBron is there or not.
No, I mean, the only reason they actually are playing is because of money. Like, they're just playing just to play. Say, like, if LeBron did such, I feel like they would possibly cancel it because, again, it's LeBron. And you got to think about the viewership that's going to dwindle with him not playing in the finals. You got to think about the TV contracts, but just from a viewership standpoint, that you're going to lose money because nobody's going to want to watch a finals game that's not involving the greatest player in the league for like the last 20 years. So that's from there. But if it's like Gerald Green or Dwight Howard, it's been 20 years.
Wow. Like,
17 seasons.
But I mean, if it's a nominated player, they're not going to care. But I mean, it's as bad as it sounds. But I mean, that's how they look at it. I mean, they have that list: Giannis, LeBron, Kawhi Leonard, X, Y, and Z. If you're in those tier, then they're going to look after you. But if you're not, then it's an old world.
I just like to say, enjoy my world. She fine as hell. I don't know who that is. But she made a valid point. All sports needs to be canceled. Like, until we get past this or we get some sort of vaccine, like, it's not that serious. LeBron is going to get his when it's his time. We're putting people's lives at risk here. And we just need to cancel the seasons, all of them.
The difference between what the NBA and the NFL is doing, like the NBA is actually doing the best that they can to keep and prevent people from getting sick. They have put measures in place to lower the risk. The NFL hasn't really done any of that. They've had the most time to do this. And the idea of them saying, like, well, if LeBron gets it and it's the finals, we just got to just let him go out there and play and put every player at risk and their families at risk and the commentators and all their coaches. You know what kind of lawsuit that they'd be open to if they can prove that, hey, y'all knew LeBron tested positive and y'all let him play anyway?
Right. Exactly. I'm sorry, bro. Like I said earlier, because the NBA has governed this so well, that's exactly why they've had two waves of tests and nobody came back positive. Nobody. You know? So, and honestly, I think it'll happen just the opposite way. I think even if LeBron James will play, I still think the viewership will still be up there. I really do.
People are starved for sports, so I guess that makes sense. But
I don't think that Adam Silver would. I don't think the NBA would completely shut down if a marquee player is not playing. The NFL, I don't know. I mean, the NFL is such a joke right now. I have absolutely no idea what they're gonna do. Like, I'm honestly sick of the NFL unless games are being played. Other than that, I'm getting sick of it.
So they're a joke. Yeah. And real quick, definitely shout out to at her little self. Definitely go follow her, subscribe to her YouTube channel. Definitely appreciate you jumping in the chat, supporting the old podcast. But I mean, let's pivot back to the NFL. So let's do a quick vote. I don't think there's going to be an NFL season. Mr. Savage, what do you think? A complete NFL season. It might start, but they're not going to finish it.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it's going to be shortened as well. Like I said, November, maybe, you know, an 8-game season or something like that. That's my thoughts. Enjoy my world. Please follow me at AC3 Savage.
Shoot her shoot, bro.
Anywho, Josh, what do you think? Season, yay or nay?
Nay, it's not. So,
Jif Queen, Yam Queen.
Shut up. So, since Stafford has it now, I don't think there's going to be a season, because I think we're going to get a few more big names that are going to have it. So I'm going to go with there's not going to be a season.
Tony,
not just have it. A lot of names going to opt out.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh Lord. Y'all, I honestly believe that there's going to be a season. Not because I want it to be, but because the NFL is such a trash organization. I still think those slave owners. Yes, I said slave owners.
They are.
Are still going to go through with this season, and that's gonna piss me off because now you putting my quarterback and my wide receiver at risk, and now we have a problem.
No, they got opt out. We're gonna be watching the players, they can opt out, and we're gonna be watching Danny Antley.
It's too late now. I think the deadline was today, Antley. Actually.
Oh, it was a deadline.
I didn't know there was a deadline.
Yeah, I think it was August 1st was the deadline. So if you haven't opted out, then you're locked in right now.
And Antley's on the COVID list.
Yeah, he's on the COVID list. I don't think he opted out. He's on the COVID list. So he either contracted it, or he was around somebody that did.
Right. No, I was saying, like, if they play and Matt opts out, we were going to have, like, Danny Antley
throwing
to the fifth wide receiver in the game. So,
All right. Marcus, what do you think? Season or no season?
Season 100% starts, 100% doesn't finish. I give it till week 4.
Oh, Jesus.
Week 4.
Week 4, Marcus?
Week 4.
So that kind of brings up an interesting point. So there's a lot of Falcons season tickets holders. Shout out to the one homie, DeMario Falcons fan, like the Falcons super fan on Twitter. He's already said, the pitcher guy. He's already said that he is not going to the stadium, even if they have games. Like, and a lot of season ticket holders hold that same sentiment. Like, yeah, it's cool. Y'all want us to come in there, but nah, I'm good on that. So. What are y'all's thoughts on how the Falcons are handling the whole season ticket situation, and what should they do? I'm poor, so I can't afford season tickets. I can't relate to this.
I'll take this one since I hold season tickets. Shut up. Split costs with my father, so it's not like.
Man, what do you do, bro? Are you rich?
No.
Oh, okay.
She got money.
I don't got a job. I'm unemployed. So if anyone wants cash at me, you can hit me up. Anyways, shut up. So they gave us a vote of what we wanted to do. They sent out some link and was like, vote for what you want to do for this season. And basically, most people decided to either get a refund or have their tickets be rolled, whatever they paid, be rolled over to the 2021 season. But if you do want to go to the games, there's going to be a lottery of some sort, and where they like, okay, I'm going to pick you out of the whatever, however many people hold season tickets, because it's not the whole stadium. And you can choose to go to the game, or you can choose to like give your ticket to someone else, which is weird. That way you don't get in trouble or whatever for not showing up to a game. Have to give up your seat somehow. I don't know how to explain it. So We are rolling over our stuff to 2021, if there's a season in 2021. But a lot of people are getting refunds because, of course, millions are losing their jobs or have been furloughed. So a lot of people are just going to get their refunds and, I guess, duke it out in 2021 for their seats again.
Yeah, I agree with those people. Give me my money back. Because, honestly, I don't think there should be any fans as much as it's going to suck. But if I'm not mistaken, I don't think our stadium fills up anyway, so it really wouldn't matter. But I think they should completely shut down the stadiums. It's too much of a risk, man. It's too much of a risk. You already have 100 guys on the field already, and that's not including like the staff that has to work. That's not included. So the stadium already has at least 300 to 400 people already, and you're going to allow another 10,000 to 20,000 people in that stadium for what? For what? It's too big of a risk. It's too big of a risk. Having at least 100 people there is a big enough risk. So you have the staff that works the stadium, then you have the players and the coaching staff on both sides, and you're gonna allow another 10,000 to 20,000 people for what? For what?
To be in there coughing and touching shit.
Yeah, bro. Like for what, bro? Like for what? Are you really gonna serve? Are you really gonna serve? Concessions when people are not going to be 6 feet apart. Come on, bro. Come on. There's absolutely no way that people can social distance with 10 to 20,000 people in that stadium. Absolutely no way.
And how are they going
to? Come on now. We've all been to the stadium and seen the bathroom situation. Like, come on. It's like 10 or 20 people in a line.
That's what I be saying.
Like, what are you doing?
The NFL is a joke. They don't think about that, bro. The only thing they care about is money. They don't think about that. Will they lose money? Probably. But I mean, dude, it's not that work risk. Unless you just don't know how to manage your books. Close the stadium, bro. Close the stadium.
I agree.
That makes perfect sense. Close the stadium.
Close and give the us a stadium. Fucking box. Shit.
You're really mad about this box.
Yes, because they're supposed to give us a box every year with a new lanyard and like a flag or whatever else the fuck they put in there. And they didn't give us a box this year. And I want my box full of free stuff.
Why? It's not going to be a season. Why would they send you that?
Yeah, they got
we still pay for it. Shit, give me a box. Damn it. Well, give people their fucking jerseys.
So if there is a season, if there is a season, y'all, what do y'all think are our chances this year?
So moving on. So moving on, we're gonna talk about
Wow, messed up, bro. Yeah,
so recently the NFL did their yearly NFL top 100 list, and as of course Falcons fans are not happy with the top 100 list, as our very own Matt Ryan was I guess his name was left off the list by mistake or something like that. It was like
a there wasn't no mistake.
And Julio Jones, which is not even arguably the best wide receiver in the NFL, according to a lot of people, retired people, his peers, and non-delusional people, he was the number 10th or 11th player.
Number 11.
And Tony's people out there in New Orleans, Michael Thomas was number 5 or something like that.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, y'all gonna hate me. Y'all gonna hate
Uh-oh.
Me.
Uh oh.
Here we go. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Y'all gonna hate me. Y'all are going to hate me. But I mean, if we're gonna go off of what they did for the 2019 season, I honestly think he deserved it. He deserved to be, you know, the top wide receiver this past year. Honestly. I don't think DeAndre Hopkins should have been number 2. He definitely should have been behind Julio. I think it should have been Michael Thomas, Julio. Then DeAndre Hopkins.
Uh-huh.
Am I telling the truth or am I telling the truth?
Man, fuck Michael Thomas.
Hey, I'm right there with you, man. But, you know, you got to give credit where credit is due.
I don't do that with Saints players.
Oh,
well. Or that bitch in San Francisco.
Well, Tony's a Saints fan, though, so it's all good.
No, I'm not a Saints fan. I just give credit where credit is due. What part of that don't y'all get, bro?
So what I will say, and I know I guess I will join Tony with the a full disclosure, and Josh's internet is trash. Hope you could hear that. I'm gonna boot him out and he can try to jump back in. What I will say is that I don't agree that the slant route king, as Dementia Matty Ice Dan said, should be the number five player in the league. But this gentleman is rated 99 on Madden.
Yeah, and that's bullshit to me. That's best
believe you can find me on PSN, South Breeze 706. I will use the Saints solely for the fact that he is not going to drop anything. He's not dropping any passes. He's probably going to have some ridiculous break tackle. Like, I'm trying to get these dubs. So if I got to use the Saints to get a dub, it is what it is.
Bro, you know? And not only that, bro, he's a 91 on speed while Julio
that's wow. is
90.
So if they're going to trip, hey, you got to do what you got to do to get the dub. Like, I was a huge Carolina Panthers fan on Madden back when Julius Peppers was in his heyday. Uh-huh. That dude was an animal. Like, I was getting sacks every play. There's nothing you could do. Like, I'm about to dub. I do respect the Falcons. I use them occasionally. But on Madden, that team is limited just like in real life. There's only so much they can do. Like, if I need to get a pass rush, it's not happening. If I need to stop the run, it's probably not happening either. I can score some points. But if I can't stop nobody, there's really no point in me playing. So, yeah, you see me on the PSN with the Saints, do not slander me. Do not disrespect me. I'm just trying to get the dub. It is what it is.
I'm sorry, bro.
I'm
sorry. He was good. He was the best wide receiver this past season. But however, a 99 is way too much cap for me, bro. Way too much cap for me.
They're wilding out. Like that.
Yeah,
is,
that's way too much cap.
Yeah, for me. With his speed being a 91, he doesn't deserve to be a 99.
Facts. I agree with that. There's absolutely no way that guy should have a higher speed than Julio. Julio's a 90, dude. A 90. Nah.
Like, he paid for that. You can't tell me he paid for that 99 on Madden. He did.
Yeah. And the only thing that I don't agree, you know, with Falcons fans when it comes to Michael Thomas, you know, because they like to call him the slant king. Yes, he does run intermediate routes, but I think the thing that, you know, that's unfairly used against him is the fact that he's not a deep threat, and that's not his strong suit. His strong suit is he's an intermediate route wide receiver, and there's really nothing wrong with that, but he's a playmaker, you know? So, I mean, you know.
Nah. What they call it? Someone said he was a tight end. What?
Yeah, that's BS, bro. No, he is not, man.
Okay, hold on a second. The idea that this many people are still paying $60 to play Madden is absurd. Another thing, like saying that Michael Thomas is a big play threat is ludicrous because if you look at his yards per catch.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
He is not ranked in the top 60. The top 60 in yards per catch. Don't talk to me about him being a big play player. He's not.
Yeah,
it's
not his fault.
He's obviously terrible at it. He's good at catching the ball. He's good at short to intermediate routes. But exactly. Him being a deep threat is absurd. He's number 7. He's like in the 60s when it comes to yards per catch.
Right. I agree. I'm just saying he is a playmaker. When a catch needs to be made for a first down, he has great hands. His route running.
Yeah, 10 yards at a time. He'll get you.
Yeah, his route running is ridiculous.
10 yards at a time.
Yeah, his route
running. Tony Gonzalez only at a higher volume. That's exactly what he is. He's going to get you the 10, the 9 to 10 yards. On an hour,
but why use that against him when you know that deep threat is not his, but when he does is actually pretty fucking elite. Why use that against him?
So in their prime, would you take him or Calvin Johnson?
Of course, I'm gonna take Calvin Johnson.
Michael Thomas. Yeah,
right now, would you take him or Julio Jones, just based off of the volume of pitches?
But honestly, but what are you going off of? Is it because Julio's more of a deep threat?
No, Julio's just a better overall receiver. My thing with Michael Thomas is he's like a James Harden type. He's going to score. He's going to get it any way he can. True. On those 5 to 15 yard out routes.
True.
And he's slants. But that is not what you call a number one receiver. Like, he's a guy that gets a lot of opportunities. He leads the league by far in targets.
Right. And when he gets those opportunities, who are we to say he doesn't take advantage of them?
Yeah, he catches the ball. His catch radius is great. It's elite. He's good to go, but he's not better than Julio. But I do want to answer the quick question about Matt Ryan, just real quick. To me, it's so disrespectful to have Josh Allen, the quarterback, above him, Kyler Murray, Kirk Cousins. Like, what's going on here? The dude.
Ryan Tannehill, bro.
Ryan Tannehill as well.
Okay.
We've seen what Tannehill can do. He's not a better player now nor ever than Matt Ryan.
At all.
If we did have a season, I would predict Matt Ryan would probably be near 4,800 yards and 35 touchdowns. I feel like he's going to play with a chip on his shoulder because that is completely disrespectful. That dude's a way better quarterback than at least 5 of the 13 quarterbacks that are in front of him. Like, don't be disrespectful.
At least 5. I'm sorry. He's better than Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and Drew Brees right now. Honestly, in my opinion.
I don't know that I'm here.
Well, what I do know is that and this is kind of how I look at it. Like, again, I do think Falcons fans are extremely sensitive when it comes to anything involving our teammates or our team or whatever.
Facts.
But having Tannehill on there, it's like, yo, we all watched that playoff game where Derrick Henry had a phenomenal season, which, again, I think he's ranked too high as well. I just think he had a good run. Prior to that, he wasn't really balling like that. But we all saw in that playoff game when Derrick Henry was contained and could not carry that team, Ryan Tannehill was nowhere to be found. Like, at the end of the day, we're in a passing league.
My man had 72 yards in the playoff game, bro. 72 passes.
He's a Blake Bortles.
That's my thing. Like, if Matt Ryan was on the team, if you swap roles, I feel like they could have made it at least out of that game, probably to the Super Bowl. So you can't tell me the guy that, like you said, had 72 yards passing because their running game is non-existent, that he's better than a guy that has pretty much had a non-existent running game for a good part of his career and still puts up numbers. Yes, people are like, oh, we have Julio Jones. Well, every NFL team has NFL caliber wide receivers. He's not always had Julio Jones.
Julio Jones is an NFL caliber receiver. He's above that. Like,
my point is he's done it without. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's empirical evidence to show that he can put up numbers without other people. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Well, I mean, if I was to look at that list, I don't think I think it is pretty bad that Josh Allen made that list and Matt Ryan didn't. But if I was to look at that list as far as where the quarterbacks stand, he should be above Kirk Cousins but behind Dak Prescott based on last year.
I agree.
And that's in the 40s somewhere. So,
Agree. And the top 100 list, the players vote on that, correct? Or how does that work?
It's a player.
It's a popularity contest.
It's ridiculous that you know the game of football and you still got to vote wrong.
I do agree. It's a popularity contest, kind of like the Pro Bowl. Like, people, and again, Falcons fans do this as well. Like, oh, he was in the Pro Bowl. Well, you know what? A lot of people go to the Pro Bowl that suck, right? The quarterback, who's that quarterback for the Bears that they said, well, you better
be shot Trubisky?
He went to the Pro Bowl his rookie year, and he's fucking trash. So I can't take that seriously. Like, don't, if you come into my mentions using the Pro Bowl as an argument, even for players on my own team, I'm not gonna take you seriously because that's not to me a fair measuring stick of like your ability to play football. But yeah, that list is wild, disrespectful. I'll give you that. Shout out to the Falcons fans for also letting Bomani Jones get y'all in a tizzy anytime he mentions the Falcons. I know y'all don't listen to this week's episode of his podcast, The Right Time. He had Taylor Rooks on there, and they talked about the Falcons. I know y'all didn't listen because the internet would have been on fire because he was talking the same stuff he's talking about Matt Ryan and the Falcons, whatever. It's not stupid, but I get it. The biggest thing I took away from that podcast, just kind of sidetrack, is that multiple people have cheated on Taylor Rooks, and I'm like, who are these people? Like, I'm mad confused. I need y'all to bring yourselves to the congregation, because I'm, unless there's something I don't know, then like I don't know.
Josh, is Matt Ryan better than Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, and Tom Brady right now?
Yes,
I agree. Especially Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers sneaks onto them lists. He sneaks onto these lists more than he should, in my opinion. Like, it's like, bro, what have you done lately, dog? And I don't want to hear that shit about like, oh, well, he doesn't have blah 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 blah. That's their GM's job to put people around him.
And if he was in the NFC Championship game just last year,
how did that go?
I mean, you asked, what has he done lately? The last thing he did was get his team one game away from the Super Bowl.
I'm sorry. That was all their defense. That offense was not that good, bro.
Yeah, man.
That offense was not that good, G. That offense was not that good at all.
Yeah, there's a fraudulent 13-3 team like New Orleans, in my opinion.
Wait, what?
In my opinion.
Say that again?
I said Green Bay was a fraudulent 13-3 team like New Orleans.
Okay, yeah, I agree. Absolutely. Their defense wasn't elite.
Yeah, they wasn't as good as their record showed.
Yeah, like, their offense was not that good at all, bro.
But that's the same coach that people want to hear as an OC.
Well, I mean, we have our own problems at OC, but I mean, it is what it is.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So one thing that I want to bring up, and this kind of ties into a lot of the issues with Falcons Twitter, is that a lot of the content that I see, and tell me if I'm wrong, and you know what, I think Josh is muted right now at the moment because of some of his nonsense, but he's one of the people that to like to agitate and stir up the crazy folks on Twitter, is that Falcons content creators, for the most part, like, for whatever reason, they live in the past. Like, they cannot, you know, watch Frozen and just let it go, right? I seem to see more content about former players, and you know which former players I am talking about. Than actual players. As far as the Falcons content, if it doesn't involve Julio Jones, Matt Ryan, Vic Beasley, or Devontae Freeman, like it's like no other Falcons exist. Period. It's crazy. Like, we had a full NFL draft. Can we get some more content on the people we drafted? Right? Can we do some stuff on them? I've seen stuff recently, but like, for example, I guess Vic Beasley was having some issues and didn't show up to the Titans camp. Falcons fans were like, oh, Vic Beasley fucking us again because we're going to lose this draft pick. Oh, Vic this, Vic that. I'm like, dog, we're in the middle of a global pandemic, dog. We don't know what's going on with that man's life. He could be really going through some things, but all you care about is slandering a former player of this team. Like, he's not a human being. Like, let it go. He's not here no more. Let him be.
That's one of the biggest red flags that lets you know that a fan base is trash. It's like when they continuously talk about previous players from the team, players that aren't on the team anymore, and they continuously like trash them. It's like Devontae Freeman tweets one thing, and it's nothing but Falcons fans talking about, well, you missed that block in the Super Bowl, bitch ass nigga. I'm like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
No. Please.
Vic Beasley misses Titans training camp, and Falcons fans are all over his back. Like, what?
Well, there were Falcons beat writers that added him saying Falcons player. I'm like, he's not on the team no more, dog. Don't y'all need don't to click that guy. Like,
no,
like y'all wanted him gone so bad, and then when he leaves, all you do is continue to talk about him. Like,
no,
that's your problem anymore.
Put the context with the Freeman tweet. Freeman has said nothing much prior But the moment that we, after we cut him, and we show, something happened. Yeah, the uniforms got leaked or whatever. Oh, I'll say you had something to say. But you didn't say nothing after we catch you. Oh, but, you want to say something?
He's a grown man, like, and a lot of Falcons fans think uniforms are trash. Like,
Freeman did set himself up for that one. He really did. Like, if we're gonna, let's just call it space, he really set himself up for that one.
Right, like, come on, man. Like, yeah, I can see if he said, oh, happy Friday, y'all. Everyone have a blessed day, and then people just went in on him. But he didn't say nothing. Literally months prior.
Yeah, bro.
To that.
He did.
That is true. But the uniform, some of them don't even slap like that, so.
What are you talking about?
Them bright red is ugly as shit. Okay, that gradient jersey is ugly as shit. Okay, no, I laughed at that shit too. So,
no, they're not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's ugly as fuck. And y'all ain't gonna fight me. So, what's up? Bro.
Whatever. Okay, well, even that, like, there's been somebody post something about Freeman,
his agent.
I think Matt Corley. Oh yeah, the whole agent thing. Like, okay, they're like, oh, he should have took the money or whatever. Like, oh, his agent dropped him. Like, dog, my thought process is, why do you need an agent if we're not going to have a season? Like you don't need an agent. It is what it is. And a lot of people are slandering him. I'm like, before you guys start with the nonsense, he's richer than you. You're still broke. Stop being a hater. It's not a good look. Like, I don't get it. Like, do y'all feel that bad about yourselves to slander a millionaire, Doug? This man made out the Pork and Beans projects, had a good NFL career, was a great player for us, but yet it's just like your memories are so short. And it's almost to the point where, like, there's gonna be people, unfortunately, and I'm gonna say this now because it's gonna happen. If things don't go the way that Falcons fans expect the same slander for people like Matt Ryan. Guarantee you it's gonna happen. Guarantee
he's getting it unwarranted.
We can't have shit. We don't deserve it.
We really don't, because this fan base, I mean, excluding, you know, the real ones like y'all, not talking about you, Marcus, but I mean, like, this fan base is trash, bro. Like, it really is. This fan base is very trash. Like, I'm in the Dirty Bird Nation group on Facebook. Oh my god, dude!
Oh, that's a terrible mistake.
That's how you had to say with Facebook.
Oh my god, bro! I had to literally, like, when Cam Newton signed with the Patriots, I literally had to go in there and post. Listen, Cam Newton has now signed with the Patriots. So y'all stop hoping and wishing. It ain't happening. I was hoping somebody responded to that. I was hoping somebody responded to it. I'm so glad Cam Newton is on the team, because so many, every day or every other day, there was a post saying, we need to sign Cam Newton. We need to sign Cam Newton, man. He better than Matt. I'm just like, all right, bro,
well,
whatever.
I tweet this out as well. It's like, I don't think he's better than Matt, but I don't see what it hurts to sign if we were to sign him as a back quarterback. Because at the end of the day, your goal is to put the best player, to put the best players on your team, right?
I do. The goal is fans. I'm sorry. The first interception that Matt throws, fans gonna be calling for his head to put in Cam Newton, bro.
They're doing it now. And real quick, just to refute your point about Devontae Freeman and his Twitter, right? The tweet prior to that, to the infamous smiley face LOL tweet, it reads, heading out with Pepsi to drop off these toys and gifts to my local Toys for Tots locations, hopefully to put a smile on the kids' faces.
Oh my god, man.
Please think about giving a new unwrapped toy through 1223. North Atlanta Toys for Tots.org.
Okay.
Learn from more. Let me scroll. I'll take Devontae. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. No, listen, hear me out. My thing is,
you can say, oh, happy New Year's, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa. You can say, No.
Let me scroll down. This man is talking about giving toys to the underserved children. There's some good stuff. And then I get to the bottom where it says, show additional replies include words that contain offensive content. Larry Hot Dog says, and I quote, fuck you, pussy. And then PS32 says, you a fraud little begging thug who ain't shit if he is shit. You did nothing for Atlanta. Good riddance. This is a man talking about giving Christmas gifts to children. So I don't want to hear that, it was that one tweet and Devontae Freeman only catches smoke. Y'all guys are sickos.
They are so weird. And this is all because of a block of people.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Those people are the widows.
Oh, God. Hey, so South Breeze, do these people actually have Abbeys or do they have like...
No, one of them had a Falcons Abbey.
Come on, man. Those are troll accounts, bro.
No, there's some who show their faces.
Look,
bad.
And actually, my point to bring this up was that I'm going to be harvesting these tweets to put under one tweet I put that said, can Falcons content creators create content that doesn't involve Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, or slandering former players? So if you see your tweet appear under this tweet that I put, it's no shade. You tweeted it. I'm just pointing it out. But yeah, man, there's a lot of weirdo Falcons fans out here, man. Like,
oh man, you gotta that's be able hilarious, to bro.
Yeah, it's not hilarious. It's disgusting, and it's just like y'all need to get it together, man. Like,
they need therapy,
bro.
They really do.
I'm sorry, dog. I shouldn't be laughing, but that is funny, dude. That's funny.
That man's out here living his best life, and
I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I always like with certain fans like that. Recall that movie called The Fan, if you guys have never seen it. Like, it's about a crazy fanatic fan. It's like with Robert De Niro and Wesley Snipes. And like, Robert De Niro is obsessed with Wesley Snipes. That's how people really are. Like, some people, you know, they feel like, hey, if you didn't make this block or didn't catch that ball, like, you pissed on my family or something like that.
Yeah,
that's coming from a different fan base. We have the same thing. Jalen Ramsey's been gone from our team for damn near a year and a half. Still, you tell me, oh, he's a faggot, or he's this, or I hate him, or trolling him, and this and that. Or
you a Rams fan? I mean, you a Jaguars fan?
He is.
Oh, yeah, Duval till I die. But
why is he on this podcast?
I'm just saying, you're a Saints fan. Why are you here?
I'm not. Oh. You know what? I'm sorry, bro.
You're from New Orleans.
No, I'm not from New Orleans. I'm from Baton Rouge, bro. I'm from Baton Rouge. But I guess my thing is, you from Jacksonville?
Technically, yeah. Raised.
Okay. All right. My bad, bro.
So again, my thing is with this is that people will try to invoke the name of certain players to get a reaction. And you know what? I've seen some growth. I can't lie. So the one homie,
I haven't.
Big homie Dell, he retweeted, y'all told me Freeman was a good running back when it said that agent Kristen Campbell was terminating her representation of Devontae Freeman. It only got 3 likes. So there's some growth. There's 3 likes, no comments, no retweets. So keep it up. Like, if y'all see clown shit about former players, focus on what we have now. I've yet to hear, dog, I forgot that we even had a draft. Like, I never hear about the people we drafted, like AJ Terrell and the boys. Like, can we get some content about people we have now? Can we talk about some retweets? Leave these old players alone, man. Like, it's y'all are embarrassing yourself.
I mean, even with the draft, when that young man got drafted, all I saw was Falcons fans posting videos of him getting roasted in a game. I'm like, do you guys like your players or not? Like, when the NFL season gets canceled, it will be nice to like have a peaceful timeline instead of all these toxic Falcons fans.
It is not going to be peaceful, please.
But to be fair, the last game that we all saw of Terrell was him getting beat for the most part in that national title game versus LSU.
And what's crazy is
he has played well against top-tier competition like Alabama in the national title game. So it was like half and half. I was pissed off because, again, the last time I saw him, he was getting toasted. But, again, LSU did it to everybody.
It was not happening.
Exactly.
So you kind of got to chalk it up. He's a solid player in my opinion. But
agreed.
This is my thing. This is what I hate about people when they talk about players like AJ Terrell. So, or players in general. You know, when they try to slander your player or your draft pick. So take AJ Terrell. They brought out the game against LSU.
in that game against North Carolina. And they used that. They used those games. He had a bad game against North Carolina and LSU, and they used that to define his entire career, to say that he was a trash pick. You know, they forget about, you know, the stats that he put up or his PFF numbers. Like, I think he's only allowed, like, over 65 yards in a game, like, three times, bro. Like, or something to that nature. But overall, he is a solid player. I mean, I really would have, you know, I really would have liked, what's his name? Isaiah Simmons, or the D-tackle out of that the 49ers drafted. I would have loved
Ken Law. Yeah,
Ken Law. Nah. But, I mean, a cornerback was needed. And, you know, he was, and you know, and I watched him over, you know, the last 2 years. AJ Terrell is a good cornerback, a very good cornerback. So, I mean, you know, Falcons, Twitter, and everybody else out there is stupid.
Yeah, it is what it is. Like,
I'm just going to, just one quick point with him. The lasting image that I had of that LSU game was similar to one of the early scenes in 12 Years a Slave. When Solomon was first kidnapped, and they broke his ass in half. And it looked like he lost all hope. That was my only thing, was like they kept panning the camera to the poor kid, and you could just see like the look of defeat. Hopefully he can bounce back for it, because prior to that, he's a good corner. Like, I had him
one game.
It was just one game, dude.
That one game is terrible.
Yeah, so everybody's allowed one bad game, dude. Like, come on, man. Come on, bro. Every game is not going to be perfect. Is not going to be perfect. And
well, that's what Falcons fans expect, though. They expect everybody to be good.
LSU did that to everybody they played, man. Every single team they played. So, I mean, LSU was the standard. And come on, bro. Like, anytime that you do that to Alabama, you are a problem. A problem. Yeah. A huge problem.
If I was a Falcons player, I would not have a Twitter. I would not. It's not worth it. It is not worth dealing with y'all.
It is not worth it. It's not. That one guy that tweeted to Tack McKinley, when he tweeted, I promised my grandmother I was going to make it. Some dude said, you really didn't make her proud. And
wow.
Yeah, bro. I'm like, dude, that is really not necessary. He said, well, somebody got a lot of fire in this butt. I'm like, that's fine, but you don't got to disrespect the man like that. Like, come on.
Hold on a second. So is Julio Jones's Twitter private?
Yeah, bro.
I wonder why.
I don't blame him. But Julio Jones is never on Twitter, though.
Yeah, he's never on Twitter.
I wonder why.
I don't blame him.
He's a smart man, but
that's why you don't hear from him. It's not because he's just like a quiet, you know, lonely guy. It's because he hates you guys. He hates the fan base.
Last year after we lost to Minnesota. Bro, some dude tweeted Calvin Ridley on Snapchat recording his watch, man. This nigga ain't got no pride. Calvin Ridley replied, I'm sick of you niggas. Bro, I was just like, whoa.
Already. But yeah, I think we hit everything. I'm not gonna lie, I'm kinda hungry. But
always hungry.
Hey man, you gotta get it in. But definitely appreciate y'all jumping in the chat. Definitely subscribe to the YouTube page. Even though it says KTSC Av, it's the same shit. Like, it is what it is. But yeah, y'all got any closing words? We'll start out with Tony. Speak to the people.
Thanks for having me. I really hope y'all have me more, but thanks for having me.
Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Send us to all your friends. Already. Spam them. Josh, what do you have to say?
Just happy birthday to my little boy, Jason. That's it. It was Thursday, but we celebrated today. He's four now.
Oh wow, that's what's up.
We'll go Marcus. What do you have to say to the people?
Falcons fan base needs to be better. You guys don't deserve Matt Ryan, potential maybe Hall of Famer. You guys don't deserve Julio Jones. You don't deserve any good things because you guys don't know how to act. You guys are bitter. You guys are toxic. Just be happy. Enjoy the things that you have. Stop being so, like, you're embarrassing yourself publicly every day on Twitter. Stop it. Get help.
Facts. Yo, South Breeze, I'm going to look at that tweet from Devontae Freeman, too. And I'm going to look at that thread.
Oh, I should retweet it. Yeah, there's some nice stuff in there, but it doesn't matter. You have no room to stand on to come in there and say something like that, regardless if you're bot or not. Because, like, how much do you hate a person, create a bot account just to curse at them? Like, that's crazy. Mr. Savage, what do you got?
So I just want to thank y'all for having me on. Shout out to the best fan base in the business, because you know why? So many black people, so much black love, so much black pride. So I definitely appreciate y'all for having me on. Shout out to Waffle House, still looking for that sponsorship. Shout out to the Vortex, best burger place in Atlanta. Fuck Varsity.
Whoa. Right. Wait a minute now.
Not like Varsity?
The Varsity is no. Shit.
That place is nasty.
You know what? Fuck y'all. Yeah.
The Vortex. Get the Elvis Presley or the double binary. I mean, not binary shit. I'm tripping.
What the fuck? Double binary
heart burger is perfect. I am a food connoisseur. I should know.
Okay.
I tried the Elvis Presley burger.
Nigga, you eat at Waffle House all the time, South Breeze, so you know nothing about food.
Waffle House
is a southern cuisine. Okay. Anyway, so I will let Gif end this out, but let me get my takes off. Shout out to y'all for listening. Check out KTSC app podcast hosted by myself, Mr. Rubberman Banks, Savage, and Marcus Sniffles. I know y'all love us on Twitter. Fuck with the podcast. And if you know anybody that wants to sponsor us, tell them to add me. We on here consistently. Wait, we put in work. Oh, shit.
Since this is Atlanta-based, I, for our other podcast, am looking for a woman that wants to talk about some things to add
to my sex. The sex. You got to be nasty. You got to have OnlyFans.
Sex packets. Reach out to anybody on KTSC app or DBNR and just let your boy know I'm at AC3 Savage. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah. Also, we're making a Patreon page. Y'all support them white YouTubers and podcasters. Support your black people. We're trying to get back to community. To an extent. So yeah, stop being cheap. And GIF, close us out.
Bet. Yep, we got a Patreon, so y'all need to support us because we're out here poor in these streets and we're trying to do more shit for y'all. Stuff's in my head. I just need to put it on paper. But if you support our Patreon, you'll get more content like live shit first. To listen to this shit, you'll be the first all the time. I know some of y'all like to get that exclusive shit. Merch, you get discounts on merch, giveaways, all that shit. So support the Patreon. The link will be somewhere in this hole. Yeah, y'all need to check out KTSC. What is it, Ave or Boulevard? One of them.
Avenue.
Yep, that one. It's like the best fucking podcast around besides this one. And I was trying to thought. Oh, fuck y'all selfish people that want players to play again. And I forgot what else I was gonna say. But shout out to y'all for listening and appreciate y'all for not hounding me for taking a break for 2 months. I had to go handle some business up in the DMV. Wear a fucking mask. Okay, it's not hard. You're ugly as fuck anyway, so put the mask on. Use hand sanitizer if you're out and you can't find a bathroom to wash your hands in. Wash your fucking hands. Stay 6 feet apart. It's not hard. And if you get the virus for being stupid, I'm going to bully you, and I don't care. So there we go. I think that's it. Oh, yeah, sure. Thanks for coming on, guys. And we're going to do this more often now that I'm back off my little break.
Yes, it's all Lethal Saints' fault. This is the Murnish Report, the official podcast of Falcons Twitter. We out. Peace. Subscribe. Peace.